Well, we do know with some degree of certainty what the principal deputy was mentioning.
Well, you weren't able to answer me how many, you know, under what visa program. Again, I understand vast majority of visas are certain categories, so you assume, but it's not like you have ready information in terms of, no, this is exactly how many people had, you know, were granted a visa, haven't checked out in time. You know, there's an overstay. That should be, in, you know, potentially subject to an enforcement. You know, General Ross, can you speak to this?
What you're referring to really is a biometric system for exits, so you can understand who it is who's left the country, so you're able to compare those two sets of data.
First of all, let me. It's just numbers. It's actually easier than that. Again, unless I'm missing something in terms of people coming in with a passport and a visa. That's numerical information easily loaded into a database with a set time that a visa expires. Go, we don't have record of this person leaving. That, to me, that's an incredibly simple database to manage. Why don't we do it?
Well, as my most recent report shows, I mean, the challenges in the federal government in building these kinds of information systems are very, very difficult. And I think there has been some effort to try to get an exit system that has not been successful. So I think as a federal government, we are aware of the problem, but we have not been able to do a solution.
Would you agree with me in the private sector this would almost be like falling off a log in
yes.
terms of developing a database like this?
Yes.